Good morning, Prayer Warriors. Hey, Mark here. Glad to be back with you. Just got exciting news to share with you. Before we do that, let's just go to God in prayer. And dear Lord, just guide us this day. Just give us wisdom. Give us a sense of peace. And show us your purpose in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, yeah, Prayer Warriors, I just want to talk a couple of minutes this morning on answered prayers, your answered prayers specifically. As many of you know, I've had a couple of trips to Ukraine with Samaritan's Purse. First time we went over there, and we set up an emergency field hospital in Lviv down in a big underground bunker. It was cold. We were, you know, kind of semi-miserable because you just couldn't warm up. But the positive thing out of that is dozens of people accepted Christ as their personal Savior. And I think I've shared that with you, and your prayers work in that. And I had a chance to go back a second time. And so if you take a look at the country of Ukraine, about the size of Texas, before I was up there in Dallas-Fort Worth, and this time I was down south in Houston, a town called Kropyvnytsky. Kropyvnytsky had about 20,000 displaced people coming in from Kyiv and those surrounding areas on the front lines. And they were hurting. They were in need. But I want to talk to you about your answered prayers. And it was kind of interesting because we were above ground. We had an above ground medical clinic. We had mobile medical teams going out, and they were helping people. And at the same time, they were praying with people. And in fact, there in that city of Kropyvnytsky, we commissioned 17 chaplains who are still there, and they're going between there and to the north up in the Kyiv area, and they're doing amazing things, and we're still getting reports back from them. And so there are people who are turning their lives over to Christ. They're hungry for Christ. Your prayers are working, so keep those up. And in addition to that, I had a couple of chances to speak in some of their churches, primarily an Evangelical Baptist church. You know, after the fall of the Soviet Union, they opted to make smaller churches as opposed to one centrally controlled church, and the small churches are flourishing. They have, you know, Christ in their hearts, and they're reaching out. And, you know, I'd go in there on a Sunday morning, and they would sing songs in Ukrainian, like "Our God is an Awesome God." And I could sing along with them. And they're singing the same songs that we do with praise and worship in our churches here in the U.S. And one morning we had a young man step forward and accept Christ as his personal Savior right there in the middle of you know, our talks. And I had that opportunity on a number of occasions to share with them the gospel and to share with them your prayers. And your prayers are working in this church. And I would tell them about, you know, Franklin Graham, and they were kind of stunned because they feel like they're all alone in this world. And I talked to them about Franklin Graham, the president of Samaritan's Purse. Over in 2015, he went to a big stadium in Lviv. You know, it was pretty much peaceful at the time. There were 25,000 people in this stadium, and they were singing and praying for their country, 25,000 people. This Easter, he was back in there. In that same stadium, and people by the millions over the internet were praying for the country of Ukraine. And they didn't understand that, and they were just breaking down because they've always felt alone. But we have to tell them that the world is praying for them. And these groups, you know, as we had these discussions, you know, I'd say that the world is praying for you. That this is like David versus Goliath, that Ukraine is against Goliath. And we know who wins this battle as long as we rely upon God. And so, you know, as we continue, just to reiterate, people are praying for them. I had a chance to share a couple of texts that went between people in Ukraine and folks in the U.S. And the first one went from Mariana, She's a young woman there in Ukraine, and she sent a text to her friend in Minnesota that they shared. And Mariana wrote, while you were praying for Ukraine, she's addressing this to her friend in Minnesota. She said, many of the rockets shot into the country did not explode. She said, while you were praying for Ukraine, the man run over by a Russian tank survived. And she wrote, the Russian paratroopers coming from Belarus were blown back by a very strong wind. And while you were praying for Ukraine, God sent snow that covered the enemy's targets. And that while you were praying for Ukraine, there was a storm in the Black Sea that did not allow the Russian ships to land. And they still haven't landed. And she closes her little text to her friend, says, if God is for us, then who can be against us? Your prayers are working. And see, this is your prayers. These are your prayers. They're being answered. And I want to share one more thing. A friend of mine, Pastor Igor, he's in Lviv, and he wrote to a friend of his in an email, and Igor wrote to his friend, and Pastor Igor had been educated in the U.S. in North Carolina for about 6 years. Both of his daughters were born in North Carolina, but he writes to his friend. He says, please tell your people, because of your prayers, God really fights our battles. The rockets disappear in the air without reaching our homes. No one knows where did they go. Enemy tanks run out of fuel. Russian troops get lost and ask our locals for food and direction. That is definitely God, because we are dealing with the second strongest army in the world. And this morning, Kyiv, their capital city, and other major cities are still free, and so are we. In Lviv, we do not have to run to our basements. So your prayers are working. And so this is firsthand news that your prayers are working. And even out there in Kropnovinsky, in that area that we were in, we had dozens of people coming to Christ as a result of your prayers. So keep them in your prayers. So prayer works. You know, sometimes God doesn't answer us all immediately. He sometimes says, wait. Sometimes he says yes or no. And I just want to ask you, you know, do you have, you know, any friends out there right now that are hurting that you need to be praying for? Do you have a son or a daughter who's gone astray that needs your prayers? Do you have a husband or wife who's cold or distant who needs your prayers? Do you have parents who are aging that they need your prayers? Do you have a church or a community that needs your prayers? I think they all need your prayers. And I think there's many, many people in this world who need your prayers, and God answers your prayers. And I just want to leave you this one very important verse that I absolutely so enjoy. And Paul is writing to his church in Thessalonica. Small church up there to the north of Athens, a couple of days' walk or donkey ride. And Paul writes there in 1 Thessalonians, pray without ceasing. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, all you prayer warriors out there. Hope you have an amazing week. Take care and God bless.